Good evening and welcome to Connecting to Host. Today we're going to be talking about Titanfall 2, an eagerly anticipated, by us at least, sequel to the Xbox One Windows 10 exclusive online multiplayer shooter Titanfall. Now with a full single player campaign, a revamped DLC policy and some spanking new Titans. So, you can pick up Titanfall 2 for between 20 and 25 quid over the shop. I mean, it's probably 30 or something if you buy it full price from Origin. But if you go to Amazon, you can pick up a download code for Origin for about, I think it's about 20 quid, maybe even slightly less at the moment. And it's often on sale, and it's about 20 quid for Xbox One and PS4. So, you can also get it if you're subscribed to the EA Access gaming service, where you pay a few quid a month, and it's included in there now. So lots of ways to get your hands on this bad boy. We played it together on the Xbox One, and there's so many configuration options, but let's kick off by just saying what characters we are using, quote unquote. So Ben, what was your standard loadout?
I was going to say, first of all, that the way that we played was slightly unorthodox, in that I travelled to Sweden for the weekend of the launch with my Xbox One in my carry-on, which gave me some funny looks at Heathrow Airport security. And then we literally sat next to each other with a TV each and an Xbox each, just playing the game as if we might as well have been 1,000 miles apart. But
we got to drink the same wine.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that. That was great. And
yeah.
I mean, we were so highly anticipated it, and then we played it for like 10 hours and left
we
it
played
for six
it
months.
To death. I mean, I played it for about 40 hours in that first week, and then I left it for about 8 months. I just came back to it recently. But in any case, so in terms of Titans and loadouts and stuff, and we're going to talk about the other Titans and stuff and all the loadouts a bit more later on, but I used the Scorch Titan pretty much exclusively, which is pretty badass. And then my pilot, I always use the Mastiff shotgun. I have the silent trail so that people can't see my rocket jumps. And then I use a frag grenade and the grapple, whatever it's called. I forget the name they use for it, but the grapple's amazing. So grapple everywhere.
Cool. Yeah, I actually have a fairly standard loadout, not vastly different from what you start with. And maybe that's because of all the massive pile of options. But I tend to rock around with an assault rifle with a bunch of mods on. The grappling hook, because it's cool. Lobbing frag grenades and those little ticks that you can throw out that go and hunt enemies down, just because sometimes it's nice to get a cheap bonus kill on your scoreboard, you know? And there's always going to be someone at the other end going, "You bastard!"
Yeah, it's usually me.
So I also recently picked it up for Windows 10. It's a bit cheap at the moment on Origin, and I thought, as a friend at work has told me, it's really nice on ultra-wide, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to see it on the PC. And it does have ultra-wide support. It recognizes it in the menu. You can change the field of view, which is nice, so you can customize that. And on the GTX 1080 inside this bad boy, it runs really smooth. I mean, the game looks gorgeous. It looks good on the Xbox One, but it looks even better on the PC on ultra-wide, and it's pretty... Every time I looked up in the corner, around 100 FPS, I didn't really ever notice any drops. You know, good solid, very high, possibly ultra settings with one or two things, whatever NVIDIA recommended. And the G-Sync was okay once I turned it on in the NVIDIA panel. So, yeah, really impressive tech-wise.
I'm looking forward to... I was going to mention this later on, but I'll mention it now because it's time as any. But I'm really excited to get the Xbox One X, I will be pre-ordering on the day that this comes out on Sunday. And the main reason I'm pre-ordering it is because the Titanfall developers announced that they're supporting it on day one. And they got it working, and they're actually rendering everything at 6K, not 4K. And then they downscale it to 4K, so it just looks extra crisp. And I'm really, really keen to see this in 4K with HDR and all the other fancy bits and pieces, because I don't have it on PC, although I'm very tempted to buy it on PC as well, because it's only £12 at the moment on Origin due to a sale, and I'm weak-willed. So.
And I bought it, therefore you must, right?
Yeah, I must buy it. I've got to be a higher generation than you on every platform.
Cool, let's crack on and talk about the game a little bit.
Let's get through this.
I'll start off and talk just about the core game quickly. So we actually reviewed the original Titanfall right back in episode 3 after playing it solidly for about a year and a half, right? Much of the core game is it's basically the same. I mean, on paper, it's a very similar game. A highly mobile shooter with AI agents on both teams. So there's randoms to shoot between the pilot kills and the mechs. And then you get to call in a Titan every 3 or so minutes. Overall, the modes are pretty similar to the first. There's just a lot more in this one. So, I mean, we're going to talk about all the differences, obviously. But overall, it's similar, just more. The original Titanfall also had a pitiful joke for single-player campaign. I mean, that was awful, wasn't it? Which was 9 multiplayer matches just strung together with tiny little cutscenes and audio clips at the beginning and end.
What is it with EA that think that they can make a multiplayer shooter and then say it has a single-player mode when it doesn't? Like, they did the same with Star Wars Battlefront, and it's just it was so terrible. So terrible. But listen to episode 3 for the full reasons of why it was terrible. So we talk about that in length.
Oh, yes. But the game was good. But it's nice that they've added a single. I mean, we focus on the multiplayer in this podcast, but it's still worth noting that there's a proper single-player campaign. There's 9 chapters. It's got a good story, very good reviews, and you get to try all the different Titan types and weapons, and it lasts about 6-7 hours if you're going to milk it a bit. So not hugely long. But, I mean, when it's on sale price, you know, good value for money. And then you've got all the MP on top, so.
Yeah, I mean, the multiplayer stuff is really where it's at. I mean, much like the original Titanfall, that is the core reason you're going to play it. So I think I've played it for about 60 hours now, and 6 of those hours were the single player. So, I mean, literally 10 times the amount of time. And in the original Titanfall, of the 340 hours I spent playing it, 340 were spent playing multiplayer, because
that's all that was. So, but anyway, there's a lot of new multiplayer modes, and they've tweaked the original ones. So do you want to tell us about them, Ben?
Yeah, so first of all, you've got your bog standard attrition, which is what I always play. I much prefer it. And that's where you are a pilot in one of 2 teams, and you have enemy AI to shoot, you have enemy pilots, real people to shoot, and you get the Titans after a few minutes. And I always think this is a really nice mode, because you end up with very much a game of 2 halves, where the first half you're spent sort of frantically running around shooting grunts and soldiers and trying to shoot pilots to get the extra points that you need in order to call your Titan in early. Whereas the second half is pretty much, okay, well, you're either in your Titan fighting other Titans, or you're a pilot rodeoing other Titans or missiling them or using the grenades and stuff to try and take them down to get the points to get a Titan.
Or running and hiding if you're me.
Yes, the brave Sir Robin mode. Then you've got a bounty hunt, where you collect cash by killing sort of specific AI units that spawn in sort of random areas, and then you only bank cash and the score for your team between various activities that you have to perform. And if you die, you lose half of the cash and your killer gets it. So that's kind of a nice little play on it. You get amped hardpoint, which is very much like the classic hardpoint from the original Titanfall, which is essentially a King of the Hill mode, except in this one you can now amp the points by staying on them for a little while, and then they start generating double points, and then if you move away they start to degenerate a bit. So it kind of incentivizes camping, which I always did in hardpoint anyway, because it's the best way to win. Other modes that are very much the same as they were previously are Capture the Flag, which is pretty much self-explanatory, Pilot v Pilot, which is the standard attrition mode with no Titans, Last Titan Standing, which is the standard attrition mode with no pilots. They're all pretty much the same. There's a new one called Free for All, which is basically Battle Royale, where you are a pilot and there are 11 other pilots and you're all trying to kill each other. So that one's pretty fun.
Is that just a kill thing, or is it Last Man Standing? Does that make sense? You know, is it a... You want your
I think
death,
it's
you
most kills. I don't know. I don't think I played it, to be honest. I think it's just a point-based one.
Yeah, like a standard deathmatch.
Because otherwise it'd be a bit shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a last man standing type thing, and then you get a... you know, do it in 3 rounds like Last Titan Standing. Could be. I don't know.
They'd probably call it Last Man Standing if it was. No, I haven't played that mode, actually. I saw it on the list, but I assumed it was just Team Deathmatch. But when you said Battle Royale, it made me think Hunger Games.
Yeah. I mean, really, John, I was trying to cover the fact that I hadn't played it, and I was doing quite well until you piped in there. So
the one hole in your armor, Ben, just found it.
Just delete this part. So then there's a really weird mode. Now, I don't like this at all. I meant to write it down in our dislike section, but I didn't. So I'm going to mention it now that I really dislike this mode, which is the Colosseum. It's this weird 1v1 pilot battle on this tiny little circular platform. And you can only enter this mode by paying credits or by winning a ticket that you randomly get given sometimes. And then you just have like a 1v1 fight. Where it's very much like Austin Powers, where it's like you just throw a shoe at the other guy and they die, and it's like, okay, well, that was fun. What the fuck was the point of this? I'm really stupid. I don't like it. And then there's fairly, with all the sort of like, as time passes, they add other modes, they change things, they, you know, have modes for maybe a month or so just to see how they do, much like they did in the first game. And the only one that I sort of have bothered to mention here was that they had one called Iron Last Titan Standing, which was a mode where it was Last Titan Standing, but when your Titan started to go into its meltdown, you couldn't eject. So in Last Titan Standing, you can eject to just be a pilot and then rodeo the others and kill them that way. In that one, you couldn't. And then there was a Titan Brawl mode, which was basically 1v1 Titan fights, which is, you know, interesting variation if you really like Titan fighting. But
I think there was a nitrous Capture the Flag at some point too, where they just had Capture the Flag on steroids. Lava.
Oh, no,
that's a different one, yeah.
Yeah, they had one where the floor was lava. It might even be called that, but I forget. But they mix it up quite a lot. There's quite a few modes if you want to try it, but we've only really ever played Attrition, I think. I think
together,
we used to.
I've played Bounty
the old one
a bit online, but...
Okay. I've played Hardpoint a lot in the first game. I really liked Hardpoint, but I've not done it much in this one.
No, it's in the beta, I think. I remember playing it for a couple of hours, and I can only think that was because it was in the beta, maybe. Because I played it solidly and didn't feel like I had any other choices to play. So, but yeah, a lot more game modes than the first. I mean, even though some rotate in and out, the actual core set has got three or four more consistently there, which is nice to say. I'm going to talk a bit about some of the gameplay changes. Now, there's a lot, and they're each of them, I guess, on its own is fairly minor, but when you add them up, it makes for a pretty significant different game. I'm going to whip through them, because you either played Titanfall 2 and you know what all these things are, or you don't, and you probably won't remember them all. But I'll at least whip through them just to give you a build up a picture of the sort of things you can tweak and change as you're playing. So pilots get primary weapon and an anti-titan weapon. Now, at launch, they didn't get a pistol as a third weapon, but now they've patched that in recently, which I think is a really good choice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you didn't ever want to take a pistol as a primary weapon. At least now you get to play with them, even if I hardly ever use it. It's nice if you've got a sniper rifle and you need something as a backup.
And it really feels patched in, because the mechanic to shift to it is really fucking stupid. So usually you press the Y button to switch between your primary and secondary, which was the same in the original Titanfall. But in the original Titanfall, you press right on the D-pad to bring up your anti-Titan weapon. And then pressing Y would just switch you back to your normal weapon. In this, you still press Y to switch between them. But if you hold Y, you go to your third weapon, which then makes it very confusing as to what will happen if you press Y again, because then you toggle between your primary and tertiary weapon, and if you hold down the button, you then go to the secondary weapon again. It took me a long time to work that out, and it's very frustrating when you're trying to shoot someone with your primary weapon, and then you switch to your anti-Titan weapon and blow yourself up with your mag launcher. So,
on the PC, it's slightly weird as well, because you have the mouse wheel to cycle through your weapons, but you'll only cycle through your primary and your anti-Titan, and you have to push 3 on the keyboard to get out your pistol. So the first time I was in a fight, I was like, okay, I'm out of ammo on my main weapon, I'll just switch to my pistol, back up. And I roll up on the wheel, Titan weapon, bugger, roll up again, main weapon. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I run around the corner, roll up a few times, and switch to a pistol. By the time
it needs a mode, like super hot, where you can just throw your empty weapon at them.
Right click. So that's your loadout, and all of those things can have different sites, and they have mod slots, which are effectively upgrades. So you unlock more as you go through, and they're minor upgrades, like you can switch the weapon slightly quicker, or it has extra bullets in it, or it does a bit more damage. So that already gives you a lot of customization, but wait, there's a lot more to come. So then you get to pick a tactical for your pilot, and that's your primary special ability. And a lot of the old favourites are there, like the Stim and the Ghost, like the cloaking mode and the Holo Pilot, where you send out a little hologram. But there's also a bunch of new ones. So the Grappling Hook. Which is not only good for mobility, but you can fire at an enemy and then you end up in this great mode where you're swinging towards them and you try and kick them when you hit them. and then there's Phase Shift and AWOL and a bunch of others. So the Phase Shift is like a temporary phase out of reality for a few seconds, and the AWOL is a invincible particle wall that has a base, but you can shoot the base to destroy it, but it's like a little personal shield, which is, yeah, it's nice set of options there, more than the first, which is cool. Then you get two kit slots, I think there's two, right? The options for each are different. So kit slot A has six options and kit slot B has, I'm saying six, but around that. And these are just little modifiers or permanent upgrades. One of them is pretty cool, which is Phase Embark, where if you want to board your Titan, but you're a few meters away and you have this ability, then you will teleport into your Titan, which is pretty cool. And then there's some other ones, like your health regens faster if you kick around, you know, the time it takes to start regening after you've been shot is quicker. And then there's wall hanging and a bunch of other little modifiers, I guess is the best word for them.
That's one of the ones I mentioned earlier that I use, which is the one that hides my jump rocket trail. So when I double jump into a building, it doesn't show any trail, so it kind of, out of the corner of your eye, might look like a specter or a grunt. But if you're invisible, if you're using the cloak, then no trail shows at all, so you're completely invisible, whereas otherwise you have a little bit of a trail, so people might just notice that and then know that there's someone invisible there. So it's a pretty cool one.
And I've always liked that mechanic, because the first had it too. You can cloak with the right ability, but if you double jump, you kind of give your position away, which is kind of cool. And I guess this uses up yet another slot to mask that away, which is nice. And then you get to pick your ordnance, which is generally a thrown weapon like a grenade or a satchel charge. And they've got a couple of cool, interesting weapons. That's like a throwing star, right? Which has a kind of gravity well effect
Where
it hits.
Gravity star
for a little while, but
yeah, the gravity star is pretty cool because you can also shoot into it, kind of like Quantum Break, and then all your bullets get sucked into it as well. So if you like fire a grenade into it, and you just know it's going to go in and kill everyone. And they've got an incendiary star as well, where it's like a burning.
Yeah,
chuck a throwing star in it. Fire comes out of it.
The fire effects are cool with the Scorch Titan and the incendiary throwing star. It's they look cool, and it's nice when things are on fire on the map. So then there's one more thing which you get to pick as your pilot. So you can already tell there's a very large range of customization options. But you can pick a boost. And so in the core game, as you go around and shoot things and damage Titans, your Titan meter goes up. And when it hits 100%, you're able to call your Titan in. Now, the boosts kick in when your Titan meter hits between 60 and 80%. It depends on the ability itself. And it's generally a one-use ability, I mean, until you unlock it again, which does something cool. So to start with, you just have amped weapons, which means your weapons do a bit more damage. But later on, you get, my favorite, the little exploding drones. You throw two little drones out and they go off and try and find someone and blow up next to them, like tickers in Gears of War, or map hack to see enemy locations. So one note is that the smart pistol is no longer a weapon that you can just pack in your inventory, but it's one of these boosts. So you get it for 30 seconds every 3 minutes or so if you do pick it that way. So that's an interesting change. I'm not sure if I like it or not. That's still not sure about that. And then just to go through the rest of the kind of gameplay customization changes, the Titans, there are now six loadouts, which is pretty cool, each with their own weapons, ordnance, offensive and defensive ability, and core ability, which you get after, again, like leveling up your Titan meter, you level up your core ability. And some of the new variants include the Scorched Titan, which can cover the map with fire, and the Ronin Titan, which is a very... It's got a massive samurai sword, like a badass sword. I like the Ronin, my favourite, just because it's cool. I mean, who doesn't like a big-ass sword?
I like the Scorch one because it's got two things to it. So one is that you can launch like a little grenade of thermite, which is like a gas that spreads. And then with your other gun, you fire fire. You shoot fire, and that sets fire to the thermite. And so if there's a Titan stood in it, they just start going. It literally is just like a fiery floor that does damage to them constantly. And it also has a fire shield. So rather than like a shield that reflects bullets or stops bullets coming in, it melts them. So it stops damage, but it also kills any pilot that jumps at you. So if someone, if you see like a pilot jumping towards you, previously you had to be quite accurate to like punch them. And the hit target is a lot smaller in this version of the game. So punching a Titan midair is actually really tricky. But if you've got the Scorched Titan, you just go fire shield and they just jump into your fiery arm and die. It's so satisfying.
That's really cool.
If they jump onto your... One thing that I just mentioned quickly... Oh, no, you do mention it. You're mentioning it later, so I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Do carry on.
Cool.
Sorry.
Well read ahead. No, it's cool. So next up, I mean, like the pilot, there's a whole bunch of customization. Won't go into it too much. It's not as much for Titans as pilots, but essentially you get kits, which can give you little ability upgrades like the kits on the pilot. And you can level up your weapons, and obviously there's a bunch of cosmetics you can apply. One massive change, though, to how the Titans work is they no longer have the regenerating shield layer. So before they had two health bars, essentially. And the first half of your health bar would regenerate after you weren't taking damage for some time, and the second half was permanent. In this, there's no shields at all, so all damage is permanent. Apart from the rodeoing has also changed a little bit. No longer do you just pull open a hatch and start shooting in, but you yoink the battery out of the Titan, which is pretty cool, which does a chunk of damage to the enemy Titan, but if you run it back to yours or an ally's Titan, then you get to heal a little bit of damage. So that's an interesting twist as well on the rodeoing. And I like that. I like it a lot.
And if you rodeo them again, then there's a hole because there's no battery to take out, and you drop a grenade into it and then jump off, and that blows up and does a shit ton of damage. That was the thing I stopped myself from reading ahead a minute ago, is that quite often if someone's rodeoing you, like as in the last game, there's not much you could do about a rodeoing pilot. You can do electrical smoke, which is a customization kit, so you need to enable it, or you can like fire a weapon that does a lot of area damage and then sort of reverse into it and take damage yourself. But if you've got the Scorched Titan, you just wait for them to jump off and then you just twirl around with your fire shield until you hit them, because you know they're going to have to jump off you because it's automatic, and then you kill them, and then you get out of your Titan, you pick your battery back up, and you get back in your Titan, and then you get your health
get
back.
Get your health back.
Health back and 5 points for killing a pilot.
That's nice. That's pretty cool.
Top tip there.
Last gameplay change I wanted to mention was that they've removed the burn cards. So that was a feature in the first game where you accrued burn cards, or little cards, at the end of a match, and you could pre-equip three before a match, and then between lives you could apply it, and it would have an effect like you run faster, or you don't make any sound when you run, or you do more damage, or you have spider sense, or map pack, and all these abilities.
Fucking spider sense, that's so annoying.
That was a shit one, wasn't it?
Beep, I know there's a fucking enemy near me. There's enemies everywhere. Shut up.
I'm being shot at. But yeah, they're gone now. Completely gone. So
yeah. Shame. I'm just going to talk about one mode briefly, because I think we'll probably come to this later on, but one of the interesting things about this game compared to the original Titanfall, aside from it not being an Xbox One exclusive and Windows exclusive, you can get it on PlayStation now. They also completely changed their DLC plans. So in the first game, you used to buy... they would release expansions. I think they did three of them. And each expansion had three new maps. And occasionally they'd add other bits and pieces as well. But essentially, it was three new maps. And then they sort of worked themselves into a corner, because then everyone that really liked the game, i.e. the people that were still playing it, you know, 2 months, 3 months after launch, only played the new maps, because that's where the achievements were and it was new and exciting. And then new people buying the game for the first time would come in and have no one to play against because no one was playing the normal maps. And eventually they sorted it out by matchmaking better and all kinds of crazy stuff. And they made all of the maps free eventually after the game was quite old. But this time round they changed all of that, and so all of the... They add new maps every couple of months that are completely free. There's no paid DLC. Instead, you can buy some customization options, like you can buy different type designs and stuff, which works a lot better. But the reason I mention all of that is that they just did an update recently where they added this whole new mode called Frontier Defense. And I say whole new mode, it will sound eerily similar to Frontier Defense in the original Titanfall, which was also added about 6 months after launch as a free piece of DLC. So Frontier Defense is basically a four-player co-op horde mode where you have five waves of enemies that try to destroy your harvester. And in the first game, you never really knew what the harvester was for. And in this one, during the tutorial for the mode, they say, oh, there's a harvester, you need to defend it. What's it harvesting? That's a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. It's like, okay. Fine, thank you, Respawn, for that glowing piece of story lore.
Some more, an insight into the world right there.
Yeah. We need to explain it. Shit. Military, that'll do. So the mode is pretty much the same as the first mode, but they have made a couple of changes. And the first is that it's very forcefully split from multiplayer mode, to the extent that when you launch the game, you have three options. Single player, multiplayer, Frontier Defense. It's like a whole separate mode. You can't matchmake for attrition and Frontier Defense at the same time. It's a completely separate game almost. Unlike Doom, you don't need to reload your game when you switch into that mode. So that's a nice little Doom joke.
Game's very quick, actually, switching between like single player and multiplayer. I did it earlier. I played a bit of single player and I thought, okay, it's going to have to reload. Hit escape, main menu. Hit play, multiplayer's going. So that's super quick to get around. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So the changes from the original Titanfall vary from the very minor, such as things like when you kill enemies, you get given credits during waves that you can then spend on various boosts. And there's quite a cool mechanic there that you can actually give your money to a team pool so that other people can draw it to buy stuff if they need to. And you can buy things like, for 500 credits you can get a new battery for your Titan so you can restore a bit of health between waves, or there's a really expensive one which lets you heal the harvester shields, which is pretty cool, unless all four of your teammates buy it and all four of you activate it at the same time, in which case it's a horrendous waste of money. And there are much larger changes, such as the Titan that you choose, because you have to choose what class of Titan you want before you start a game. Each one has its own leveling system in which you get different abilities that unlock the more you play it. And that's particularly interesting because it allows you to get to higher difficulty levels in kind of a clever way. So the more you play, the more you level up your Titan. And that kind of differentiates who you'll matchmake with and the difficulty of the enemies you're going to encounter. And the modes that you're allowed to play. So as a very basic example, one of the first things that I unlocked, which was probably after about five or six matches, was for my Scorch Titan. Usually your main weapon, which is like a big fiery grenade, it fires one shot and then you need to reload. And the ability that you get enables it to fire two shots before reloading, which makes it a lot more useful. And then after a few more matches, it upgraded again, and then I got the ability that my health was slightly better, or whatever it might be. And at that point, I was then able to play hard levels, and there's still about six more abilities to get, and then you unlock the ultra levels. And I believe there is a mode called Brutal, which Respawn pitched as, you will not win.
The Dark Souls of Horde mode.
Yeah, sounds pretty badass. See, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's what I like about this mode is that they have kept it much the same. I mean, it is a really good mode. It's slightly longer now than it was. I mean, previously you'd do a match in about 15 minutes. Now it seems to be more 25 to 30 minutes. It seems a lot longer, but that could just be my memory being incorrect, but it feels a lot longer to me each match. And the way that they've done this whole credit system is pretty cool, and the Titan upgrade is nice. But even just little tiny tweaks, the thing that I really loved the minute I played it, there was one map, and they're like, okay, you've got grunts incoming. And it's like, okay, big whoop, it's just some grunts, shoot, it's fine. But then all of this shit started falling out of the sky, and it was smoke, and this huge smoke barrier just went up in the middle of the level. And then it was like something out of like a World War II film. Suddenly you just see out of this thick fog, which looked really good on the Xbox, just soldiers start pouring out of the fog, so you can't see where they're coming from. It's like, oh shit, they're everywhere. Chucking grenades and shit, and explosions like echoing through this mist. It's really evocative. It's really, really nicely done, because it doesn't do that in the main multiplayer mode, and very rarely in the single player. So it's, I really liked it from that point of view.
But that's really cool. And I have a memory of one of the spectres, and shot him in the legs, and it was one of the exploding spectres, and it's just pulling itself along by its arms, trying to get to the harvest to blow itself up. And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Little ticking time bomb, just dragging itself along by its arms. Like, yeah, that's attention to detail. That's what makes these sort of things really good. So.
And just like the original Titanfall, those nuclear titans will fuck you right up.
Just as you go out to get the mortar titans, the nuclear titans are stomping towards your base. So
good. So when you start a wave and it's got like 24 nuclear titans, you're like, yeah, we're not surviving this.
Like, good job, we got three lives, because our harvest is on 20% health.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just going to touch on some of the progression and customization, and try not to focus on it too much, because again, it's quite big and complicated. So if you don't know anything about this, you probably won't get a very good picture of it just by listening to this, because there's a lot to it. But basically, nearly everything can be leveled up. So your guns, your pilots, your titans, maybe that's it. Probably other things too. You get the...
Your factions.
The factions and the networks. The networks don't get leveled, but the factions do, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things you can level up. And then after they hit a certain level, you can regenerate them, which resets them to level 1, but then they go up to generation 2. So essentially it's like another digit, I guess. But when you reset them, you lose all of the unlocks you've got on that thing. But obviously it gives you scope to keep leveling up. So the incentive is that you prove how manly and awesome you are by getting everything to the highest generation. But in doing so, you get some... peaks and troughs in your abilities, because you level it up to full, you get all the mods for your gun, and then you regenerate it, and then you lose them all again, but you get to level it up to an even higher level. So at the end of each match, you earn a number of merits, and you get them, for instance, just by finishing the match, but you get more if you win the match, if you're MVP, or if you happen to level up any of your weapons or titans during the match. And each merit gives you 1 XP and 1 credit. To level up your pilot level, you generally always need just 10 points of XP, and the credits can be used to unlock upgrades on your weapons or your class or your boost or your kits early. So maybe you would unlock this new scope on your weapon when it hits level 10, but if you buy it with credits, then you can use it straight away. And that's permanent over each generation, I think. I'm pretty
sure.
Yes,
it is, yeah.
So once you bought that new scope for your rifle, even if you regenerate it back to level 1, then you get the scope automatically. So as you accrue more of these credits, you'll unlock a lot more things permanently.
A really good example of that is the Mastiff shotgun I use, I think, unlocks at something like level 42.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only found that I liked that weapon once I was at level 42 for the first time, and I was like, oh, this is a really great weapon. And then I regenerated, and it's like, oh, here's your shitty carbine rifle, have fun. And I was like, no. So I paid the 250 credits to get that shotgun immediately, so I didn't have to get to gen 2 level 42. I got it immediately, and then when I regenerated to generation 3, I still had that shotgun available, because once you buy it with the credits, it's just unlocked. That's it, you've got it.
Yeah,
but you can also stuff like, I mean, you can waste your credits on things like camo, like there's
just different skins.
certain skins that you can only get by spending credits on them. And even
and like, everything has different
even
skins,
more customization.
Right?
Like even like the fucking when you go behind someone and like stealth kill them, that has like 8 different animations that you can spend a ridiculous amount of money on to unlock them. It's crazy. There's so much stuff in this game that unlocks. It's just you finish a match and it's just like ding 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 ding. You feel like you've just won the jackpot at the casino. It's just constantly ding 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 ding. And you're like, oh shit, I've unlocked 20 things. It's like finding a match. You're in a match. Have fun.
Yeah.
Literally,
before
you have to finish a match,
pop ups.
Every time I finish a match, I have to press Y to stop matchmaking so I can go through and mark as red all the shit I've just unlocked. Oh, good. I've got a slightly crimson.
Yeah, I mean, there's an obscene amount of camo skins, right? Like each weapon might have 30 different skins.
Yeah.
Each pilot has
more,
a bunch.
More than that.
Yeah.
There's hundreds. That's awful. I mean, it's good, but it's shit.
There's so many. Yeah. I mean, so a couple of one other thing to notice about the leveling up is that the weapons and titans, as they level up, generally require more kills to get to higher and higher levels. So there is a if you really want to collect a lot of merits early on, which you can get by gaining a level, then there's an incentive to mix up your weapons. And hey, okay, now this weapon's at quite a high level, it's going to take a lot of kills to get my next merit from it. Let's try a new weapon and just milk it for a few merits, at least to try it out. And that's kind of nice. And the one big difference between this and the previous game is that the previous game used to have a certain challenges you had to achieve before you could regenerate. Some of them were obscene, right? I mean,
oh,
in the original
God,
game, you had
so
to get 50
many
gooses, right? And then they reduced it because it was incredibly hard.
They reduced it to 10, which was still incredibly hard.
So yeah, but now you don't have to do that. You can just choose to regenerate when you've hit the max level, which we'll talk about a bit more later on in the comments. So,
and the max number of generations now isn't 10. It's, I want to say, 100. Like they recently, in one of the updates, they were like, yep, that level cap's increased. So if you really want, you can, you know, get to level 5,000, essentially. I mean, I like
Which
Titanfall, but I don't like it that much because there's no achievement waiting for me at the end of it. So,
right. So let's move on to some of our likes and dislikes. Talk about our favourite bits first. So I'm going to kick off and just say that one of my absolute favourite modes is the Frontier Defence mode. I mean, I like the MP, I like the single player, but I really like cooperative horde mode type things, and I'm a bit bored of the exceptionally traditional Gears of War format because we played that a lot. But this mixes it up. I like the different waves that come in. You're always defending the Harvester, which is pretty hard to defend. It's a challenging mode. And like you say, there's certain waves when they start, you just get this fear. You're like, oh God, that's a lot of nuke titans. But it really does encourage you to work together because in Gears of War, you can spend a lot of time. In the early waves, you don't have to really work together. In the later waves, you just don't leave the base because you just need to stick together and kill things. But in this, you have to leave the base because the Mortar Titans won't be coming to you. And if you don't kill them, they're going to decimate your base. But while
Titans, you can't kill the Nuke Titans near your base.
No.
So you have to go out and kill them before they get near your base, because if you shoot them next to your base, they may as well have just walked up to it, because all they do is nuclear explode when they get near it anyway. It's very clever.
And there's also generally so many of them that if you did wait even for them to be far enough away that they wouldn't hurt your base, there's usually 6 of them. And you certainly can't kill 6 in that time. So you need to intercept them somewhere in the middle of the map just to give you time to get through all the damage you need to deal to all 6 Nuke Titans. But no, I really like that. They've obviously got a good grasp of what needs to be tackled at short, medium and long range. And you need to make sure you leave a couple of people in the base and send a couple out to go and shoot down the Mortar Titans. So it's got a really nice dynamic that keeps you working as a team. I think there's a big benefit of working together.
Yeah, I'd agree. You know what I really like about that mode is that it feels like a different game. Like it breathes new life into it, because when you start it up, it like feels like you have 2 options, like multiplayer or that, and they feel like completely different games. Like I could be switching between 2 completely different games in my library, And I like that a lot about it. It feels like it's, you know, like a spin-off. I feel they could have, you know, if they really wanted to, they could have charged £5, had it as a standalone game type of thing if they wanted
to. Yeah, just as like a little £5 or £10, completely standalone game, that would have yeah. worked, but this yeah. is better. So this is
cool. Oh, yeah, gotcha, absolutely. Yeah, it's really good. There is two things. I mean, Titanfall has always been, when it's compared against other first-person shooters, especially like Call of Duty, the thing that sets it apart more than anything. I mean, obviously you've got the Titan side of it, but the other thing is the traversal, and that was mainly to do with the wall running. So obviously in the original game, you run along, you can double jump because you've got your little jetpack, but the cool thing was that you could jump at a wall and you'd start running sideways along it, and then you could jump back and forth across walls to gain speed. And it's still so slick and just such a wonderful way of moving around a map. And it feels so intuitive. Like, it's not only... It doesn't just look cool. It feels, like, really comfortable and intuitive while you do it. It's quite clever, the amount of effort they've gone to make it feel that way. But in this, they stepped it up a notch by adding two new traversal mechanics. The first of which is the grappling hook, which was trailed hugely before it launched. That was like the new thing. They were like, hey, look at this cool thing we added, the grappling hook, which is only limited to one class. Like, you know, you can choose to have the stim, the cloak, or something else, but nearly everyone chooses the grappling hook because it's badass, and it really is good. And they've made very careful attention to detail, so things like, if I shoot my grappling hook near a window of a building, if I just reel in, I will go through that window. It automatically adjusts and knows that I want to go through that window, which is kind of cool because it just improves that sort of Matrix level feeling of badassness that you feel as you run around. And as John sort of mentioned earlier on, you can grapple a person and then you pull them towards you, Sub-Zero style.
You sort of, get over here!
You go. No, Scorpion, isn't it? Sub-Zero, what the fuck,
yeah.
Scorpion, sorry. Oh, God.
Showing up. Get your references combat right,
credentials. Jesus. I'm sorry. Sorry, man. It's late.
Call yourself a gamer.
I know, jeez. Oh, get over here. So you pull them towards you. And I... Maybe we'll put this in the show notes because it's that good. I recorded... I think it's one of the only times I've recorded a video clip on the Xbox One. I was in one of the levels taking down a Titan. I shot it. It started to eject, and the guy, it was doing a nuclear eject, so I got out of the way. Pilot ejects. He's cloaked. That's key to this story.
I see where this is going.
Falling down in a corridor, a locked corridor. Pilot falls down. I go to grapple to start traversing over. As I fly across the room, my grappling hook doesn't catch the guy. My grappling hook hits the wall, but I intercept him basically as I'm sailing along, and I kick the cloaked pilot in midair from my grappling hook as I'm going along. It's just like pilot kill. And I'm literally like, what the fuck? I've never felt so good at a game in all my life as that moment. But the other traversal mechanic that's really cool, and to be honest, actually is more of a game changer in my opinion, is the slide. So when you are moving forward, you can wall run, but if you press B, you crouch, and if you're moving while you crouch, you slide across the floor. And so there are certain bits of levels where you have to slide under them, kind of like Dying Light style, to get under things. But it just makes everything so much fluid because you can run across a room, run up the side of the wall, drop down, slide under, grapple into another building, run up the walls, slide. And there's just this chain of movement that once you sort of get into the zone of it, it feels so good. And you just be running along. And once you get into the rhythm of like running across the wall, shooting people down the corridor, sliding, chuck a grenade, grapple onto a Titan, steal the battery, run across, slide under another Titan. Oh, it's so great.
It feels badass.
There is no game I've ever played that matches the feeling that you get of this in first person of traversing. It's fantastic.
And I think important to note is that you just move faster, not hugely, but 10% faster when you're sliding and wall running. So there's that is the best way to get around, no doubt about it. And I love the fact you plot routes in your head. You're like, I need to be up there. Right. That wall, that slide, that grapple, then I'll be there. And then before you know it, you're on the higher point of the map at the other end, looking down in the chasm at the Titan walking along. It's a really good balancing to make the pilots.
The only annoying thing about it is that the grapple is a boost, and so you have a limited number of them, and then you have to wait for it to recharge. So in the same way that you can't be cloaked all of the time, you basically get two grapples, and then you have to wait 20 seconds, and it can be a pain in the ass if you get used to it, and then you like you make a jump, and you sort of like run, and you jump, and it goes, you sort of, in your mind, you picture the slow-motion badassery as like a Titan explodes below you, and you seamlessly grapple into a building and fly across, and you hear the nuclear ejection below you whirring, and you're like, yep, here I go, and then you press the button, and it goes, ah, and you just fall. And you fall to the floor by the nuclear Titan, and then just boom, you're like, ah, oh, fuck.
There goes your
that happens to me all the time.
But yeah, I agree. The traversal is awesome in the game. So.
Yes, it's great.
But I'm gonna mention the. I love the fact there's more game modes in this, and it just makes you able to mix it up a bit more. I particularly like the amped hard point. I mean, I think that's a nice little improvement over a mode that was in the first. Makes it a bit more incentivized not to just try and run out and get all three hard points all the time. You can get to and hold it, and I think that's actually beneficial to some degree, because it doesn't mean that, you know, you kind of have a front then still, whereas if you got all three, then you don't really know where they're going to spawn. But the mode I really like, and that is the bounty hunt mode, and I think they pimped it a little bit before the game came out, but it's definitely in the beta. But the thing I really like about it is because there'll be waves of these AI spawning, like you mentioned earlier, and then on the map it will point out where they're going to come. Sometimes there'll be one area where there'll be 24 spectres that are going to spawn, and both teams are trying to kill them. And every time you kill one of them, you might get 50 credits. Not the credits you level up with, but in like dollars in game. And the incentive there is more to kill the AI than each other. But if someone has got 100 credits and you shoot them, then they lose half their credits and you get them. So there is still incentive to kill other pilots, but you're primarily trying to shoot the AI. But then at the end of that wave, when all 24 Spectres are there, or maybe two or three Titans, or some of those like mid-Titan-sized things, or half-sized Titans, pint-size, I'm going to call them, pint-sizes, then you have to go and bank your points. But I just really like the way that focuses the action on certain areas. So sometimes when you play attrition, you end up just running around only finding grunts. Not that often, but sometimes. You're like, oh man, a minute I haven't seen a pilot. Now I'm dropping down the scoreboard. But in this, you know where everyone's going to be. So you kind of go to an area, you look for the snipers, you make your way across to the spectres, you run around a bit, shoot a few, and you think, maybe I should I kill a few more? But I've got $200 on me, and if I get shot by a bad guy, they're going to get half of it. So maybe I should just kind of pull out now and let my teammates kill some, and I'll head back to where I... And the banks where you bank the points aren't always the same, but they're generally in the same area. You sort of head back there so that you can bank it before the enemy get there and start trying to shoot players banking money. So
it's kind of like
a tactical feel, and it's very tense moments when you're like, I've got $400, don't die, don't die, don't die.
Reminds me a little bit of the Marked for Death mode in the first game, where it would always tell you where the person was, and then everyone would chase after them and shoot them, which is pretty cool. Which, you know, is a nice segue into my next like, which I mentioned earlier on, but the fact that all of the maps and updates are available to everyone, there's no DLC pricing for that kind of stuff. I really like that. It is a good model for a game like this, especially bearing in mind how many personalization options there are. The fact that they're monetizing that, being like, oh, okay, you can buy, you know, buy different Titans and different things that are purely cosmetic, works better for something than this, like than doing the maps does. So I did actually buy one of the Titans. I bought the I forget what they call them. Not elite, like
chassis.
It's called. Well, it's a chassis, but they have like a special name for it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say elite chassis, but that's not right. It's something chassis. It doesn't matter. But I bought one for my Scorch, which was, I think you could pay £20 to get all of them, and I think I paid £4 or something for that.
Yeah.
I'd gotten to the point where the game had dropped below my pound spent for every hour played. And I was like, I'll throw some more money at this because I'm enjoying it a lot. So I bought that, and it basically just gave me, it's the exact same Titan, but it's a different model. So when people see it on the battlefield, they know it's one that's been purchased.
Mm, yeah, completely different, isn't it? It looks cool.
Yeah, and you get like a few different bits of nose art and camouflages, and apparently there's a different voice, but it seems to be the same to me, but different sound effects or something. So that's pretty cool. I think that's a good business model. I like that they're doing it that way. One interesting thing to note is that you can't buy the credits that you get in the game.
Yeah.
So my fear with this was that, okay, we're not going to charge for the maps, but you could buy Titans. And then I thought they might also do the freemium bollocks of you can buy the currency to unlock stuff early. That hasn't happened. So that's good. And it's, again, the same as the first game. The first game had an internal currency that you used to buy burn cards and packs and stuff. And everyone thought that was going to descend into a freemium piece of bullshit, but didn't, because they never let you buy that currency, so that's good. Oh, I just see you've highlighted and struck that out on the notes. Sorry, I hadn't realised you were going to mention that later.
It's fine.
Good. Kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, good. Good, good business model.
Say it all up front. So.
Although now you've scrubbed that out, I will point out that if you do enjoy Titanfall and you do enjoy freemium bollocks, there is Titanfall Assault available on iOS and Android. So...
Yeah, I started playing that yesterday, actually, and maybe that's a different show if it's got a co-op element. But it's fun.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It's good.
I played a couple of matches and it's fun. So.
I've played 10 hours of that, and there is a lot of bullshit freemium shit in that.
I can imagine. I mean, it's mobile and it's free, so they're trying their best to get some money out of you. But. Anyway. So my last like, and just before we move on to our dislikes, is just a big thumbs up to the overall... Not very concrete, this one, but the overall game design, really. I mean, it's the pacing of each match is really good. You get the... To start with, you're all pilots. You get to... There's always something to do, so you can move around and plot your route around the map. The AI battles are genuine, like, generally fairly easy. Once or twice you get caught in a bind because there's four specters and you're like, oh, whatever, I'll just shoot them. Oh, shit, they're actually... They're actually not that weak, but it's always satisfying to just murder a few AI, because even if you're not that hot at killing pilots, you can get some kills to the AI, and then attrition, those points count towards your team score, so it's not just for fun. And then you meet some pilots, and then things kind of, you know, tense up, because you're like, oh shit, there's a pilot, I need to play properly. And then after 3 minutes or 2 minutes, you get your boost, which is like a fun little peak. And then after 3 minutes, you get your Titan, and you get to be like an awesome badass killing machine for hopefully a minute, unless you get screwed and then it's like 5 seconds. But normally normally you get to march around your Titan for a minute, murder a bunch of people and fight a couple of Titans, and that's cool. And then it's back to, you know, killing grunts for a little bit. But the pacing is really nice. I mean, a lot of games like Battlefield I enjoy too, but it's a very different experience. And this, it's not quite arcadey. It's not like Quake or Doom or anything, but it's somewhere in the middle of the Quake and Doom experience and the Battlefield. You've got to take it seriously and work together to some degree, but it is a lot more fast-paced and fun, and there's always something to do and to keep you active. So I think it's a really, really good overall design. Shame they launched it right between two massive titles.
Yes, it's EA for you, isn't it? I will say, related to that point, there is nothing more embarrassing than when your name pops up, because they have like a running counter in the corner that sort of shows who's killed who and, you know, stuff is happening. Nothing worse than when it says grunt killed and then your player name. It's like, oh. When some grunt has just come up to you and kicked you and you're like, oh, instant death. It's so embarrassing.
That's like the shame, isn't it? Like, shame.
Yeah.
Cool, let's move on to some dislikes. And I'm just going to mention the burn cards, what we talked about briefly earlier. And I thought they were a nice, unique twist to the multiplayer game in the first one. And I don't at least know of any other games that have that mechanism. And I guess, to be fair, they added them like a year after releasing the first game, right? So
No. They were always there, but they added the market where you could buy more and you could trade them in for the currency. And that's when the whole in-app currency thing kicked up and people thought they were going to charge for it, and they never did. And they added that bullshitty thing where you could basically buy your way out of doing the challenges if you could get enough currency and that kind of shit. But the burn cards were always there, but they were just random.
Okay, yeah. But I still like the mechanic, and it's a shame that they're gone. I mean, I'm guessing they just added so much other stuff they thought we can't keep adding more mechanics, or maybe it unbalanced the game and people could get, if people got the, because we abused it a few times, didn't we? Which was fun because it wasn't too often, but we would drop into
especially
capture the flag.
Yeah.
Drop in, spawn a Titan, run across, grab the flag. Like, as a pair, one of you grabbed the flag, the other one piloted the Titan. And you could win a Catch the Flag match in like a minute and a half or something if you
you could indeed. Especially if because then the round would end and then it would start again and then you would use your Titan Burn card to drop another one.
Like 6-0.
Good times.
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah, but it's a shame they're gone, I think, anyway. But there we go.
Yeah, I agree. I miss them. I have nothing more to add other than that, but they're good. One of the things that I loved about Titanfall, and one of the things that kept me going, was that there were a lot of achievements. And I'm an achievement fan, you might say.
Polite phrasing, yes.
Yep. And there was... The one achievement that kept me going... Well, it's tricky. You could get to 1000G on the Xbox... by doing various bits and pieces, and some of them were very, very difficult, but you know, you could get to it. But then there was one achievement left that was worth no game score, but it was still an achievement, which was get to Gen 10, which took 310 hours, as it turned out. And I was determined, and that's what kept me, like, once I got to like Gen 2, Gen 3, that's what kept me going. It's like, well, I've got this far, and I'm enjoying the game, I'll keep going. And you had to try all the different weapons out because certain challenges would be like, oh, you've got to get, you know, 50 Titan kills with this loadout, or you've got to kill 200 pilots with this sniper rifle or some bullshit like that. And so you literally had to use all the different weapons and try all different skills that you would never try otherwise. And that's when I think achievements are best, when they are making you find secrets or different ways of playing a game. Like, I love it in, you know, just to pick a game completely random, something like Limbo, the platformer game, where there's an achievement and you're like, well, what the fuck does that relate to? And there's like a whole secret area that you didn't even know was there, and then you go out and find it and go down it, and it's like, oh, cool, there's like a whole bit of extra story here that I didn't know about. And I never would have known about it if it wasn't for this achievement making me go and find it. And that's how I felt about Titanfall, because it kept me going forward, and so I tried all the new stuff and got much better and more proficient at various things. And this game has none of that. There's no challenges. There's no gateway to getting to the next generation, other than just grinding. I mean, you could be the shittest player. You could literally just start the game and stand still and die, and your team either wins or it loses. And if you win, you get a merit, and do that enough times and you could get to Gen 10. When I see a Gen 6 pilot, I don't look at them and think, yeah, okay, you've done some impressive shit to get to that level. I look at them and think, you spent a lot of time playing this. Mm-hmm. So it's a shame that that's gone. And there are only three achievements in multiplayer, and one of them is win a match, and one of them is play a match. So
fairly easy.
Disappointing. And I thought with the DLC they might add more achievements to it that were multiplayer focused, but they haven't. So it's still 1000G, of which 970 are single player achievements. So
that's
major
fair.
Dislike from me.
And I know what you mean. There's like a bit of an incentive to keep playing when you want to chase that achievement. So, especially in this kind of multiplayer game where there's not a big story to work through. But, so my only other dislike really is just the crazy amount of shit that hits you in the face the first time you play. Like, okay, so I think I've got the hang of this. Multiplayer game, lots of jumping around. So, tacticals, kits, boost, merits, XP, credits, bounties, level up, regeneration, factions, networks, early unlocks. Oh, happy hour. We didn't even mention those. Maybe they're not all necessary. Just going to throw it out there. Especially the factions, where you affiliate to a faction and you can level them up. And then you get gifts along the way, right?
And they only level up when you win, though. So it just doubles the amount that you get for winning.
So yeah, maybe a little bit heavy. I mean, I actually really like the amount of customization you end up with. That's cool. But it's not simple. I had to do quite a lot of reading before I understood all the options, what I can actually play with.
It's like you said earlier that a large part of it is probably because they want you to try different weapons and stuff, because the more you try, the quicker you'll level up. But Challengers did that, and I think Challengers did it better because they sort of forced you down that route and you could use some credit. Like if they did it more like a freemium game where you can Emoji Blitz or something, where you could spend some credits to regen that challenge and maybe have a different challenge. So if you really didn't want to do the get 25 headshots with this shitty sniper rifle, you could, but
very confusing.
Yes, you're a little bit epileptic when you get all the credits at the end of the match, ding 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 ding, constant. The only thing I'm going to say, and this is a major dislike, I cannot even words, I'm going to speed up because this is a long podcast, but I can't overstate how much I dislike this fucking thing. You can't change your Titan voices.
First
Titanfall, there was a brilliant update where it's like, okay, there were 3 Titan voices, now there's 8, and you could get like German Titan or Japanese Titan. 50,000
credits or something, right? They were quite expensive.
Oh, they were expensive, but they were worth it. And there was one that was like there was one that was like a butler voice. It's like, welcome, sir, I have kept your seat warm. And there's like the German, I can't remember what it was. It's like, Achtung, Achtung, Achtung. And you got to eject and shit. It was so great. I used to love my Japanese one. I don't speak a word of Japanese, but I knew, I don't remember it anymore, but I knew the phrase for a Titan is locking on. You are outnumbered 2-1, stuff like that, because I can just tell. So great. And you can't do that. And that was so key. And it's so strange that with the sheer amount of customization in this game, you can't change the Titan voice. It's just
I'm going to go out there just and say you would have bought a couple of those voice packs for real money, right? If they existed in this game for only real money, you would have bought them.
Genuinely, not taking the piss, I would spend up to £30 for multiple Titan voices. That's how much I love this game, and that is how much I would like other voices. But yeah, I certainly would have spent £4 a voice.
Yeah.
Certainly would have.
Cool. Let's move on to our comments. Let's not give them ideas. So,
I have a very, very brief one because we talk about multiplayer stuff. But the single player campaign is actually really, really good. I would go so far as to say one of the best single player first person shooters you'll ever play. It's, for me at least, on a par with something like Half-Life 2. It's incredibly good.
High praise indeed, sir.
There is one point, a mission called Cause and Effect, where it introduces a very cool mechanic that only lasts that one level, but that mechanic could have been a game on its own, and it would have been a really, really good game. Even if you only get to that point, that is worth playing. It's so good. So good. Cool. So, great single player. It's worth it for the multiplayer, in my opinion, but for £20, even if you only played that single player game, it's still, you know, money well spent.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to drop £20 on an indie now, like a Firewatch or something, isn't it? And enjoy that for 3 or 4 hours. So. Cool. I mean, just a quick comment, really, but I think, I don't know if it's because there's more shit going on or it's actually quicker, but it feels like they've got the loop down, so you're back into a match really quick now. You can pull out if you want to push the escape button or the Y button. But generally, some merits, unlocks, great, that's cool. Oh, a new match, which I like, you know, don't waste my time. Like, time is the currency I don't have much of nowadays. I can buy the game, but I need time to play it. So thank you for not wasting
it. Game,
searching for a game, bro. Waiting for matches in Sunset. Yeah, that was a long time, but
So my last thing is one that shocked you when I wrote it down, because you thought it'd be a dislike, which is that there is no smart pistol. Now, in the first game, I used the smart pistol to great effectiveness, shall we say, in attrition, because you got a point for every grunt you killed, and with the smart pistol, you could clear a shit ton of them very, very quickly. And so I would regularly be like an MVP in our matches with like 80 grunt kills or something stupid. Except to pick off. And occasionally you'd pick off a pilot. And people used to argue about, oh, it takes no skill, it's no good. But the thing with the smart pistol was you had to follow someone around for ages with it. And if you had a normal weapon, it would take them 2 shots in the back of the head, they'd be down. So if anything, I mean, it was only good if you were so close that you weren't within melee range, but you were still following them around the corridors for like 3 seconds, because otherwise it'd unlock. Anyway, those people won because the smart pistol is gone, and instead it's a boost that you get at like level 49, which makes it that no one ever uses it because no one pays to unlock it, and then they have it for 2 matches and then they regenerate. And I kind of see why, because the smart pistol was weird because it wasn't a pistol, which is annoying when that's its name and shape. If it had been any kind of other gun, it made sense as a primary weapon. But to be like, oh, you can have a pistol, so you can have a primary weapon and a pistol, and it'd be like, well, I want the smart pistol as my secondary weapon. No. Just too powerful. And I get it. People didn't like it, so it's gone. And it annoyed me at first, but now I realise that I'm actually really fucking good at this game without the smart pistol. probably due to the 340 hours or so I put into Titanfall 1 and the fact that it made me try other weapons. So now that I've played this one for about 60, 70 hours, I think I'm really good with the shotgun and I don't really miss the smart pistol at all anymore. I don't even have it as the boost. I never use it. So I'm not that fussed by it. But when I first heard about it and when I first discovered it was gone, I was like, oh, man, that was one of the best bets. No smart pistol and no Titan voices. Who would have thought that it'd be the Titan voices I'd be most annoyed about?
Yeah, but that's a good final comment, Mr. Ben. Modest thoughts, and I like it.
Yeah. Honestly, my wife hates it because I'll be sat playing it, and like I hadn't played it for 8 months, and I was like, I really fancy a bit of Titanfall. And I loaded it up, and she's like, oh, God, here we go. It's like, stand by for Titanfall. And I'm running around, headshot, headshot, slide, grapple, headshot. I just got straight back into it instantly. And like with every kill, I just was like, fucking hell, I'm good at this game. And she's just like, so modest. And like literally, I finished the game and it's like MVP with a score of 190. And the closest person to me has like 60 points. I'm like, look, statistical data that I'm good at this game. And she's like, oh, Jesus God. And so I think that's why I like it. With Rocket League, I get a little bit deflated because sometimes we play shit and we lose.
Yeah,
with Titanfall, I never have. I never have bad nights with Titanfall. They're always good.
He's here all week, guys.
That's what 400 hours of total gameplay will do for you.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it, right? Cool. So we always wrap up the episodes with a would we play it again and would we recommend it. So would you like to kick that off, Ben?
I would love to play it again, but I do. I still play it. I like playing it. Oftentimes, I wish we were playing it rather than Rocket League. So yeah, I love it. I definitely play it, and I would definitely recommend it. With the first one, I wouldn't have recommended it on PC. This one, I'm a bit more torn because I'm like, well, it does look better and the single player is good, but in multiplayer, you're more open to people using mods and scripts and shit, and the accuracy needs to be a lot better with keyboard and mouse. And if you're not so good with that, on the Xbox, it works really nicely with the controller. So, yes, I would recommend it, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer for me as well. I mean, we're already talking about playing it again on PC, having played it on Xbox for quite a bit. Yeah. And I think that'll be nice to compare. Maybe we could even do a show on the just like the PC versus console shooter, because that's an age-old debate that we've had a few times. And it would be nice to try a few of the same games on both and actually compare it. But yeah, I will definitely play it again. I need to finish a single player. I've only got halfway through, and it's been really good so far. And that's partly why I bought it again on PC, because I'll actually play it on PC, whereas my my console I generally only use for multiplayer stuff now. So I do intend to play it again, both multiplayer and single player, and can highly recommend it for both. So awesome. Yeah, that's, thanks ever so much for listening. You can check out our 23 other episodes on our website at connectingtohost.co.uk. Would love to hear from you on Twitter if you think we talked too long about something today, or you'd like to hear more about something, or have suggestions, feedback, want us to play a game, anything. Would love to hear from you. Just get
Dear
in touch.
Dear sir, I wish to hear more about Ben's objection to Titan voices.
We'll do an episode on it just for you. yeah, so please hit us up on Twitter. That's at CTHcast. And if you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. If you haven't, come and complain at us on Twitter. That works out for the best, doesn't it? So thanks ever so much for listening, and catch you again soon.